And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, Sid Schroyer talks to a former colleague about getting ready for school this year.
I woke up at 3 o'clock last Friday morning, thinking about a scene in a movie we'd watched the night before. One of the main characters, a police detective, had been called to the local secondary school to fetch her son, who'd run afoul himself of the law of the blackboard jungle. After the conference, a woman wormed her way through a packed hallway of students walking the other way toward an exit. From that scene, I drifted in my mind to hundreds of kids jumping up and down in Diamond Lake. And from that to the local grocery store chain that we can't count on to require people to wear masks, and from that to the president, at which point I knew there's no going back to sleep when I'm angry. I might as well get up. Now I circle back around to the kids in the hallway and the fact that in a matter of several days, that's where we are asking our teachers to be. Under ordinary circumstances, it's a tough job. In the middle of a worsening pandemic, I wonder if we are asking too much. I wonder how I'd feel today, knowing that in 2 weeks I'd be heading back into the classroom. I would doubt that I could handle it. I think about someone who would tell me I can. I wonder how Crystal is feeling.
Oh, well, everybody's kind of in a tailspin over what to do as we plan for the beginning of the year. And I can't imagine what it must be like for administrators, but I know that teachers are nervous.
That's New Prairie High School English teacher Crystal Wilkerson, one of the greatest teachers I encountered in my 27 years there. She's a leader among teachers, the chairman of the English department for many years, a person who suggested in the year 2000 that I teach a semester-long elective class on the Holocaust. After she accepted my proposal to teach a semester-long elective class on the literature of the Vietnam War, Crystal and I were partners. Most of all, she's great with kids. There's nobody who will work harder to make it work with love for the benefit of her students than Crystal. What would be different for a student walking into your classroom when they go back to school, as far as you know?
Well, my hope is that they'll be required to wear masks. I know that the school will provide masks for teachers, but there hasn't been a definitive announcement about whether we'll require students to wear masks. I think it's in most schools largely impossible to do social distancing if you're going to have 100% of your student body there at any one time. And even if we did have half the student body, that's 500 kids that are walking around the building. And, you know, let's say I have 32 kids in a class, that's 15 kids still in my small interior room with no windows. And it's still, I mean, I don't know if I'd be able to give them 6 feet each, you know, in between. So I don't know what it's going to look like. And that is the scariest part. I mean, I know that I'm going to have to change my teaching style completely because you know how I am. I mean, I like to help kids get right in there and work with them. And I have reading conferences every day with kids. And, you know, I'm going to have to do it through a plexiglass window. And that's just awkward. And I mean, I think I'm thankful that we'll have an opportunity to see kids maybe. But at the same time, I just hope that we can all manage the situation under circumstances that are really unknown to us as of today. There's so much already for us to manage in the school setting. Emotionally, there's so much emotional weight and so many other things pressures that we have to take steps to mitigate every day that I'm not sure adding on this layer is something I can even imagine doing. I'm just sort of struggling to settle into what this will look like. The frustration of not knowing at all what the plan will be is, I can't even describe it for you, because I hear every day on the news how important it is for the kids to get back. And I agree. I mean, there's no one on earth who wants kids in front of them than I do. I want to teach kids. E-learning is painful for me. And I know that it's nearly impossible or impossible for some of the kids, especially out here in this rural area where we really don't have reliable internet, or some people don't have access to internet at all because of their rural addresses. But I just feel like people need to understand the risk involved. When we were still going face-to-face last year, I was already cleaning desks with Clorox wipes and making my kids use hand sanitizer and spraying my room with Lysol every night and cleaning my doorknobs, and I was already doing that stuff. So I'm sure that as schools should start again, I'll be doing that as well. But it's especially scary for me because I'm in a high-risk group. I'm a veteran teacher, 28 years in, 56 years old, diabetic. I'm genuinely scared.
That's New Prairie High School English teacher Crystal Wilkinson. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Sid Schroyer.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.